Hey, are you okay? I mean, obviously you're not okay. Sorry, I'm not good at what's wrong? It's kind of obvious that something is wrong. I saw you leave the party and Oh, your Secret Santa didn't get you anything. About that. So your Secret Santa did get you something. They were just too chicken to it was me. I'm your Secret Santa, and I did get you something. I just well, I didn't think we would be exchanging gifts in the middle of the party with everyone looking. So I didn't give you your gift. But I did get you something, and I didn't think it through because obviously everyone else was getting their gifts, and then you were the only one without a gift, and that is a little bit shit. That wasn't my intention. I just I panicked a bit because it's, I mean, I didn't panic for any real reason. I just yeah, it's a little something because it's just a pen. Just, a pen because I like pens and you like it? No, it doesn't look expensive at all. I mean that's not handmade at all. I mean, no. It's just it's just a nice pen. I just think that nice people should have nice pens and you're really nice and I wanted to give you something nice. I mean, it's just a pen. It's you really like it? Good. Because I didn't mean to make you feel, I didn't mean to make you sad. You were a bit. You were. No, you were, because when you're sad, you get this little line right there, and I don't know that you do get that line there when you're sad. I mean, I may have noticed a bit. I mean, not a lot. I mean, just enough not to be creepy. And by saying that, it sounds like the opposite. So you like the pen? That's great. We should go back to the party. We should. No, we should, because there are lots of people in the party, and where there are people, there are escape routes. I mean, there are people. Why did I get nervous? Well, because I wasn't nervous. I was kind of nervous. It's just because it's well, it, so you know how everyone was making comments with the presents, and I knew that Emma would I knew that Emma would say something, and what would she say? She would say that the fact that I got you such a nice pen means that I like you, and I don't. I mean, I like you in a really work appropriate way. Just that. I mean, not more than that. It's just a pen. Okay, it's not just a pen, because there's no such thing as just a pen. Okay, I really like stationery, and I spent a lot of time, you know, choosing it just because, you know, it was you. I mean, because Secret Santa is important, and I mean, it's not super important, and I was going to give you a present anyway, so it was a good excuse. I mean, I didn't need an excuse. I mean, I did kind of need an excuse, because it was going to be creepy when I left it on your desk. I wasn't going to leave it on your desk. I was totally going to leave it on your desk with a note. I wasn't going to leave a note. I was going to leave a poem that I wrote for you. From your secret admirer. Who isn't me at all. I'm not your secret admirer. I'm not the one that's been leaving you the love notes. The notes that are the like notes, the notes of work appropriate affection. Because I don't know who they are, but I found an envelope on my desk, and it had a letter in it asking me to put a poem on your desk with my present. That is not at all believable. Bollocks. So your secret admirer is me. It's me, and No, you don't need to read the poem. I was meant to take it out of the box. Well, I was going to tell you, and then suddenly we were opening gifts in front of everyone, and I didn't want to. So I'm your secret admirer. I'm really sorry. I'm so sorry about the hot chocolate and the cookies and the cake. And the pens. Not this pen, the other pens that I have been putting in your pen pot. Well, it might have been the stationery elves. That there are no such things as stationery elves. It was all me. It was all me, the better notebooks and upgrading your computer. I mean, to be fair, that was fairly obvious because I'm tech support, and so I am. Sorry, I am blue screen of death in one moment, please. Rebooting. You hoped it was me. Because you like me. You like me. You know, you don't have to say that you like me. I'll still bring you hot chocolate. Not that I mean, it is really good hot chocolate. And you like me. But I'm just tech support. Sorry, what? The shy hottie tech support? The Have you tried turning it off and on again? Sorry, it's a default response when I get unexpected. You think I'm a hottie? And you've been trying to get my attention all year. No, you haven't. No, you haven't, because I would have noticed, because I mean, I'm not saying that I creep, but I do, you know, I just what? No, you can't be having any problems with your computer. I upgraded it. I gave you executive level. Oh. Wait. Are you trying to tell me it wasn't an accident that you got tea in the printer? You put tea in the printer on purpose! Because you knew that it would make me all ranty, and you like it when I get worked up. Have you tried turning it off and on again? Sorry, it is just, you have to understand the enormity of this situation for me. You said that you like me, that you think I'm a hottie, that you've been sabotaging. You have been sabotaging equipment to get me to come and talk to you. Wow. Have you tried turning me off and on again? I mean, you do turn me on. I mean, you do. I mean, you are. Pen. I'm your secret Santa and I really like you. I'm just not very good with telling people that I really like them because I'm a shy hottie. And you like that. Have you tried turning it off and on again? You can't turn it off. But you would like to turn me on. No. Well, press any key to continue. No, I didn't mean to press any key. I mean, press any key to continue. I mean, kiss any key to continue. Kiss my lips to continue. Yes. Okay. This is the best thing that's ever happened to me. This is like someone putting paper in the printer. This never happens. This doesn't happen. This is happening. Wait. No, there's no paper in the printer. It's fine. That would be too much to ask. That would be to check the other tray. There's paper in the printer. Did you put paper in the printer? Oh, I love you. You're the best. I love you. You are my favorite. I didn't mean to kiss. You don't mind. So I can kiss you? And wait. Are you going to keep sabotaging innocent pieces of equipment? No, darling. Hear me out. I didn't call you darling. I called you darling? You like darling? Oh, darling. I always call you darling. In my case notes. I might have told them that's your surname. But you shouldn't be sabotaging innocent pieces of equipment. You should be sabotaging non-innocent pieces of equipment. Like the printer on the second floor. That printer is evil. It is. No. Twice the toner has exploded on me. That machine is evil. You can sabotage it. And Emma's computer. You can totally sabotage her computer because, well, obviously it's Emma's computer, so it's evil. And the router in accounting, you can sabotage that. And the paper shredder in HR. You know what? I have a list. I have a list of demon equipment, and you can sabotage all of them. And we'll spend time together, and it'll be amazing. And I'll get to kiss you in front of Emma, and she can stay away, and I won't have to steal her Wi-Fi card. I didn't steal her computer's Wi-Fi card. And I swear that the Ethernet cable frayed by itself. It only looked like someone cut it. Am I still a hottie? I'm even hotter. Yay! Yes! This is amazing. I've leveled up! Sorry, that was really geeky and you like that. I leveled up! Yay! Do you really like the pen? You do. It's handmade for you. The guy who makes my armor made it. I have a suit of armor because I cosplay on the weekends. Would you like to see it? I'm asking you to come back to my place to see my cosplay. You thought I'd never ask. I have achieved max level. Yes. So, shall we go? Yes. What? No. Oh, sorry. I was doing a victory dance. Coming. Yes.